This week, our Retro Report documentary team looks back to 1992, when a brutal crime changed laws and sentencing in a way that has had enormous consequences in our time. Kimber Reynolds, an 18-year-old daughter of a Fresno wedding photographer, Mike Reynolds, was brutally killed in a robbery back in 1992. Kimber's murderer was a repeat offender, a career criminal who had just been released on parole. The crime prompted Mike Reynolds to begin lobbying for tougher laws against criminals with multiple offenses on their record. And what resulted was California's famous three strikes law, which became a model for mandatory sentencing nationwide. Karen Chigrou, Retro Report producer, joins me now. Welcome.
Thank you, John.
How did this law specifically change the way judges and the criminal courts would deal with people who had, I guess, two strikes going into a trial?
This law made it mandatory that if you had a minimum of three felonies, that you would go to jail for 25 years to life. That took away quite a bit of the discretion on the part of judges to be more lenient or even tougher.
Now, there wasn't a lot of discretion as to what constituted a strike. Was it simply a felony?
In most states, the third strike, the third felony, had to be a serious or violent crime. After all, these laws were intended to hit violent criminals. In California, the fine print, which not everyone understood, was that it could be any felony. So even the lowliest crime could potentially send you away for three strikes.
And here's someone who experienced those consequences firsthand, Kenneth Keel.
I had became addicted to crack cocaine at about the age of 20, 21. I figured if I committed a petty crime, the most I could get would be a few months. I discovered that Gil Garcetti was the DA and he was pursuing third strike cases similar to mine. And that's when I realized that this is serious business.
What happened to Kenneth Keel?
Kenneth Keel was picked up at a Kmart in Los Angeles for shoplifting $100 worth of goods. And because of his prior record, the district attorney, Gil Garcetti, at the time, decided to prosecute that shoplifting, normally a misdemeanor, as a felony. And that earned Kenneth Keel his third strike and 25 years to life.
This was a field day for prosecutors on some level. And as you've reported, some of these DAs and prosecutors have some regrets.
They do have regrets. You know, they were elected officials, so they were playing to the public fear of crime. They wanted to be seen as enforcers. But Garcetti, looking back, and this is one of the wonderful things about Retro Report, looking back, he is still reckoning with some of the decisions that he made.
The lesson learned from me is that I was the elected district attorney. I should have had the backbone to stick by what I said should be the law.
Perhaps the biggest consequences were, aside from defendants, for judges who had lost their discretion. Here's a judge.
It completely overreached and resulted in judges having to mete out sentences that were disproportionate to the criminal conduct. The three strikes law ended up populating our prisons, which are grossly overcrowded, with petty thieves and drug addicts.
That's Santa Clara County Judge Ladoris Cordell really talking about a huge population problem in California that's also extended nationwide. The result of three strikes?
Certainly the three strikes law in California contributed to the overcrowding they're now facing and a Supreme Court order to release 10,000 prisoners by the end of this year. Judges under three strikes lost a great deal of their discretion, and some of them actually, including Judge Cordell, refused to implement the law because she felt that the fallout was injustice more than any kind of fight on crime.
Is the pendulum swinging the other way now?
It could be. You have people like the Attorney General, Eric Holder, the governor of Texas agreeing on something, which is strange bedfellows, to say the least, that putting mass numbers of people in prison has broken a lot of state budgets. But also we've learned that prison, the longer you spend in prison, the better the criminal you are when you come out.
Looking back at the legacy from 1992 of California's three strikes criminal sentencing, mandatory sentencing law, Karen Chigrou, contributing producer for Retro Report. Thanks so much.
Thank you, John.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With 3 updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging and an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.